I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 649, God on the Loose versus God in a Box. In a pastor's house, manger scenes are often everywhere. Giving a pastor a manger scene seems like maybe the best present of all. Jane and I have lots of manger scenes. We have stuffed ones for the kids to play with, porcelain ones, wooden ones. Some light up or stand up. Some are small and hardly take up any room at all, and others can fill up coffee tables or mantels pretty easily. And putting them out every year is one thing, but putting them away, that's quite another. And are we supposed to put Christmas away anyway? I don't think so. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor, even when Christmas is over. How long will you leave your tree up, or your lights on, or your displays out? Now for us, in our house, they come down pretty quick. But that doesn't mean we're supposed to put God in a box. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and close with a challenge to let God on the loose, not put him in a box. There's this one particular nativity scene that we've had for years that Jane really likes. It's porcelain, it's very breakable, and it's got all the characters, each in their own specific box. Wise men, shepherds, angel, donkey, sheep, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And they all get their own styrofoam container that's then put in another cardboard box. And sometimes it's kind of hard to get God back in the box, and I'm not sure we should even try. In the Christmas story, those who encountered the Christ of Christmas were forever changed. The wise men, Matthew tells us, departed to their own country another way. Now, I'd like to think that was more than just taking a different GPS route home with less traffic. I'd like to think the encounter altered their lives, their perspectives, and their eternities. And then there's the shepherds. The shepherds didn't put God in a box either. Luke says, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." And then there's the Virgin Mary herself. She was still a virgin, but now she's a mother. Scripture says, "She pondered all these things and she hid them in her heart." I bet she did. That's the world's greatest understatement. No one in the first Christmas story put God in a box. Instead, they let God loose in their lives, in the world, with the good news of great joy that the angel had promised all along. In the famous Dickens' A Christmas Carol story, old Ebenezer Scrooge doesn't try to put God in a box either. He finally gets it. After the visit from the angel of Christmas past and present and future, and he sees the light, and at the end of the story, he merrily proclaims, "I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach." Good for you, Ebenezer. Now, how about good for us? Here's the great question. How will you keep Christmas going well into the new year once the lights are down and the nativity scenes are put away? Let's pray this prayer adapted from aletheia.org. Lord Jesus, today we have put all of our Christmas decorations away. We're entering into ordinary time, and our houses look ordinary once again. But Lord, you know and we know that our house has a secret. Deep inside it, all of our Christmas decorations are still there. The blessing of Christmas is always with us, kept in the deep, quiet places of the house. And Lord, our lives will again become ordinary too, but you know that the grace that you gave us is always with us. And in the deep, quiet places of our soul, may we live the grace of Christmas every day, but without all the trappings. May we always give generously, receive gifts gratefully, welcome others, and study your life. Make our house a home with Christmas at its core, and our souls a home where Jesus always dwells. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 650. And in the meantime, with all the negativity in our culture and on social media, The strife that divides families and churches and friends. People writing people off that they used to care deeply for, calling names and assigning motives and worse. Hurt people are still hurting people. And the season of love and light and hope doesn't have to end with December the 26th. How about you and I keep it going? Let's let God on the loose, not have God in a box.